from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. After the housing bust, the California Public Employees Retirement System went after all three big ratings agencies on Wall Street. At issue that those companies slapped their gold star AAA rating on high-risk securities backed by questionable mortgages. CalPERS wasn't successful, although it did settle with Fitch. Then this week, the federal government sued Standard & Poor's, and all in a tumble, 16 states and the District of Columbia piled on too, according to the Associated Press. Here's Attorney General Kamala Harris.
Essentially, what they did is they misrepresented the value of the securities because they had as their motivation their own profits and their business interests instead of giving objective advice.
California's lawsuit filed in San Francisco Superior Court blames S&P for $1.3 billion in losses on a series of investments made by CalPERS and more than $39 million by CalSTRS, the California State Teachers Retirement System. The lawsuit seeks triple damages, which would bring the total to more than $4 billion. Federal officials declined to say why they singled out S&P, and so did Harris. CalPERS issued a statement applauding the lawsuit. S&P called all the lawsuits meritless and said, quote, quote, although we deeply regret that these ratings did not perform as expected, 2020 hindsight is no basis to take legal action against the good faith opinions of professionals. The state's legislative analyst finds California's court-run prison health care program is missing out on tens of millions of dollars a year. Because of their low-income status, many prison inmates are eligible for Medi-Cal. The federal government reimburses for many expenses. The health care receiver Clark Kelso has deals with 12 counties to process the necessary paperwork, but leaves $13 million on the table, according to the LAO report, which adds another $40 million might be gained if the Department of Health Care Services could get its act together and submit claims it's failing to because of software problems. The response from the receiver's office quoted in the LA Times, "We appreciate their in-depth review." As the baby boomers crowd the exits, California is facing a bit of a demographic disaster. By the year 2030, there will be only three working-age adults for every senior expecting to be supported the same way they supported the generation before them. We turn now to the lead researcher on that study put out by the University of Southern California, Dowell Myers.
It's been sneaking up on us gradually, but we always put it off this day of reckoning, and it has finally arrived. The oldest baby boomer turned 65 last year, and now 18 years worth of baby boomers are going to cross that line. Meanwhile, the number of kids that we're producing have been declining. We have fewer children today than we did 10 years ago. And these two trends are going in opposite directions because we need those kids to grow up and become 20-year-olds and then 25-year-olds and then workers and taxpayers and homebuyers, and there's not enough of them.
Well, we've always had a lot of migration coming into California. The Gold Rush, Hollywood, Silicon Valley. Aren't there still people flooding into our state's borders to keep the economic engine rolling?
Really, the tide turned back in 1993 about, in the deep recession we had in the 90s. Our unemployment rate was so out of line with the rest of the nation that migrants who used to come here got deflected away. They stayed back in Texas or they moved to Texas. And then we've also been losing immigrants, too. Mexico has been drying up as a source. We just have fewer and fewer newcomers from all directions. And so we're more and more reliant on our homegrown children who will be our future workers.
One of the things your report illuminates is the state's birth rate has fallen to below the replacement level, and that's almost across the board.
Right. It's declined in every ethnic group. The highest birth rates are among Latinas. And even there, they're projected to be down at the break-even point by the end of this decade, about 2.1 babies per woman. Nobody's producing a lot of babies in California. This is a national trend. We're not that out of line, and it's been happening gradually, but it's just been accumulating and building up. The problem really is that the birth rate is now compounded by not only fewer babies per woman, but too few women in the childbearing ages. So you put those together and you have total number of babies that's declining by 200,000 every decade.
But is this really a problem? There are a lot of people who sort of feel California's already bursting at the seams. We can't just continue to keep growing the population to keep the economy going.
You know, if I had my preferences, right now we have about 38, 39 million people in California. I would prefer to have 20 million. I think the state would be a lot more workable. We could just erase a bunch of people. The problem is people are already here, and the people who are really weighing us down are people like myself, baby boomers, and we're not going away. I mean, we're going to be hanging around here for another 20 years, and we are the problem. There's too many of us, and we need to have enough people below us to support us with workforce, with taxpayers, and you know, these baby boomers, eventually, we're all going to sell our houses. The real question is, who's going to buy your house? You got to have enough buyers, or else it doesn't look pretty for anybody.
Well, speaking as a Gen Xer, I'd like to see house prices go down so that I can afford one.
I think it'd be better off if you let me sell my house for a high price, and I let you earn a really good income in between. And so then you could afford my house at a good price, and we all come out ahead. But for that to happen, we have to make some investments up front in education of our California workforce. We've been a little spotty on that. We've been trying to, you know, be penny wise and pound foolish, cutting back our investments in education. I see the governor has recently made some corrections to that, or is proposing his new budget to try to reinvest in the children of California. And that's essential, or else we're not going to have that workforce there or that those home buyers there when time comes.
Well, you're talking about a sort of a larger trend in California, which is that we tend to import our engineers and raise up our engineers' secretaries.
That's one way to look about it. I mean, we do want to bring the best talent in the world here, and we do. I mean, we bring them to Silicon Valley. We bring them to Hollywood. The state deserves to attract the best talent. But we really want to make the most out of the people we already have, too, because you think about the extreme. We could import all the workers we needed, ideally, and then the ones we don't want, we just sort of, what do we do with them? You know, we warehouse them. We pay for social services to support people who aren't being productive. That's crazy. You know, first off, we can't get all those workers we'd like because we're competing with Europe and other parts of the globe that want the same workers we do. But the bulk of our workforce, our projections show, are going to be homegrown Californians, and we sure better put them all to work at really high capacity.
That was USC demographer Dow Myers. For more on our conversation about the future of California, look for the link on our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Wednesday, February 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.